Blog Talk Radio.
Trimbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to another edition of the show. We got a big time show today. We got one of the favorites of our listeners, Ricky Ruckus, joining us once again. We also have UConn Mike with us. We have the Texas Outlaw with us. All three of these gentlemen wrestle in Madison, Indiana, the promotion down there. We're going to be talking about that. But Mr. Ruckus, you're the man that brought the people with you today. You got a whole lot going on right now. You got T-shirts, you got web shows, you got upcoming wrestling shows, you're filming footage for stuff. Why don't you give the people a rundown on what's going on with Ricky Ruckus?
Well, hell, I think you just did it for me, didn't you? I mean, I ain't got nothing else to say. I might as well hang up. Now,
well, don't do that.
Hey, you got two other guys you can talk to. No, I got all kinds of stuff coming up, man. I got a bunch of new shows that are hitting me up. I'm going to start going through here in hopefully December and January. The only problem with that is, you know, the roads in Indiana during the wintertime. So, but I'm planning on hitting some more shows coming up. Now I got shirts and stuff to take with me to go sell, make some money. I just got done filming a little bit of stuff for my next episode of Bringing the Ruckus, which first episode was a huge success, and second one's only going to get better. Too bad Sign Guy didn't get to have a little cameo in it himself before he went back to Seattle. We need to get.
I would have enjoyed being in Bringing the Ruckus.
Yeah, well, you can blame that on me because I was a dumbass and forgot to bring my camera that night to the HPW show, but We'll have to get something. If nothing else, you'll have to do something there and send me the footage and I can throw it in there.
That sounds feasible enough to me.
Yeah, and I'm still waiting for my new T-shirt commercial that you're supposed to do for me.
I will get it. I'm waiting on some more people to help me with the filming of it, but it is in the works within the next couple weeks.
I think you need to start putting your foot down, man. You're the boss out there, right?
I try.
You're the main guy, so let's make it happen.
Well, we'll get something up.
Coach Mike Jones.
Well, there you go, QT. QT's got some ideas here, and QT just might be in this commercial.
Well, if QT ain't in it, I don't think we're selling any shirts, so he's got to be in it.
All right, QT, you got to be in the commercial now.
All right, I'm a merchandising machine myself, yes.
Yeah. I think all the ladies will see him and just snatch up the shirts, man. I don't think I'll be able to keep them in stock.
Well, I think I'm making an impression with the ladies out there at HPW, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I heard them talking about you.
Oh, good.
I'm sure after they saw that singlet, that's all that was on their mind.
Wow, that's stiff, Sign Guy.
I didn't say it was negative.
No, that's true.
But, I'm going over to, I got a partner who's helped me do videos. His name's Chuck Sayer, and going over his house tonight. We're going to have dinner and talk about some videos we're going to do. We're doing some music videos for some local bands, doing some videos for bands down in Louisville, and we got a friend in Bloomington named Jeremy Weaver who, he's a really smart guy, a really funny guy. We're going to go out to his house, and we're going to start shooting sketch comedy and going to be doing some pranks and stuff and adding those into the videos, too. So the videos are just going to get bigger and better. That first one, like, I had footage from the NEW show, and my camera was going in and out, so I didn't even get all the matches. That's why I had to edit the way I did, where I didn't even get all the matches on it. But I still, you know, I edited around it and made it work. And I still thought I did a pretty good first episode for what I had to work with. So the ones after it from here on out, I'm going to make sure I have all the batteries and stuff I need for each shot so I don't run out on my matches and all that stuff. And I got a very specific idea of what I want for each episode, so I'm going to make sure I have those in each of the newer ones. And I already got people asking when the next one's coming out, so it's pretty cool that, you know, it's already hit a chord.
Now, my personal favorite shot was the Tom Van Zandt and Damian Cole segment.
The one where he's talking about getting shaved?
That would be the one.
Oh. You talking about at the end or in the match?
No, at the end when Damian Cole's in full gear just wandering in the streets looking to shave somebody.
Yes, that was very disturbing. But you know, that's the perfect way to end it. I knew when I saw it, when I shot that, I was like, that's going to be the last thing it has to be. Because you can't top time to get your ball shaved. I mean, if that doesn't say end the video, nothing does.
You got a point there, and I believe that there was some nut sack showing related with your appearance today. I believe that's what you mentioned a couple of days ago. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I mean, you know, I like the – it's how I tease people to watch. Because if you have even a 5% chance of getting to see my nut sack, I mean, that's – somebody's tuning in for that. I keep it shaved and groomed and everything, so it's meant to be shown off.
You might have a point, QT, and Dimitri, would you guys concur?
You know what, I kind of actually don't want them to concur. If they really want to see my nutsack, we've probably got problems.
Well,
Dimitri
needs to comment and rant on this.
Like, what the
heck? Yeah,
and Dimitri, I do have your Ricky Ruckus shirt, so don't fear.
Yeah.
I do have it for you.
I... Wow.
Yeah, that's all Ricky Ruckus he's getting.
Well, Mr. Ruckus, I know there's some guests that you brought with us today, so you want to fill the listeners in on a little bit about who you have in your corner today on the show?
Well, I got UConn Mike, who's been around for a long time. He's one of the best big men in the area, and you know, I wanted to make sure to ask him if he wanted to come on because I'd say he's one of the best wrestlers in the area, and he needs to get his due because he doesn't get his just due around here, and you know, he's one of those guys that's, I'd say he's at least 6'3", 6'4", about 260, 270, and he moves around the ring like a cruiserweight, so, and he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, and he's a great guy in the mat. Great guy, you know, great in the ring, great in the back. You don't find that very often. So he need to get, you know, he's made a good name for himself. But he can make it even bigger just by getting some publicity out there. So that's why I want to get him on here. And then Texas Outlaw, he's you know, another really just cool dude and down to help out any promotion he's in. And you know, he's a solid friend. He's given people rides to shows when they didn't have rides and stuff. And, you know, that's what I wanted to do today is I knew I was coming on. I had a few things to say, but for the most part, what I'd like to do when I come on, you know, here the next few times that I come on is just bring off the people that, you know, I think deserve some publicity that they haven't been getting. And I know your show can help do that, so that's why I wanted to bring them on.
Absolutely.
Plus,
we're willing to help guys out.
Plus, I know, I don't know about Mike, because I know he's more of a neutral type person, but me and Tom probably both have a little something to say about what happened down in Madison last week.
Well, go ahead. If both of you want to talk about it, then here's your forum.
Well, I'll go ahead and start, and I'll let Tom go, because with me, I know with Tom, it's been a lot more personal. With me, it wasn't personal, because the guys that were running it down there, I got along with them before all that shit happened. I mean, they've never had an issue with me, I've never had an issue with them, and they've always treated me with respect, told me, you know, they, you know, thought I was having great matches down there, they said I was acting professional, blah, 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 and I got along with them, and, but when they were running they were renting the building out from a guy named Bill Gordon. He's a real nice guy, real good guy, and they were renting it from him, and I don't know the story behind it. All I know is for some reason they had to leave the building, but according to them, what they told me was an amicable split. They were friends with him. They were cool. There was no hard feelings and all that, and I was like, man, it's good to hear. I'm glad you guys could split like that. And then I go down last week, and when I show up, they're missing the bleachers that were down there. They were missing the ring bell. The extension cords were cut, which all that stuff Bill owned. Matt Douglas, the guy who did it, tried to play it off like he thought it was Draven's stuff that he bought from him. But anybody knows that stuff was Bill's, and he knew it. And why would you cut the extension cords if you're just taking stuff that you thought you bought? That's just a dick move, you know. And like I said, I never had a personal problem with the guy before, and I still don't have a personal problem. He's never done anything to me, but just to tell someone that they're your friend and you have no problems, and then when no one's around, you cut the extension cord to try to keep them from running in the building after you leave it. That's just a dick move, man. If I see him, I'll tell him to his face. It's not like I'm just saying it on here or I've said it on Facebook. I'll say it to his face. I'll say it to anybody who, you know, runs in his promotion. If any one of them has a problem with what I got to say, I have no problem telling them to their face. So, but, you know, again, it wasn't personal to me, but I just think it's a dick move. Now, what is personal to me is another thing they did is there was a plaque that had all the past SCW heavyweight champions on it. Now, that plaque was very special to a lot of people because there's a lot of history in that place. Madison's been running in that building since 2004 every week, and we've had a lot of, you know, big-time champions, and they're great wrestlers, including Coco Beware, who is a WWE Hall of Famer, and the night he won that belt was a benefit show for him after his house burned down and his bird died. And it was a very special night for him, helped him heal a little bit. And so what they did with that plaque is, again, when no one was there, they broke it in half. And then they tried to lie and say it was – I keep saying they, and I don't know if it was more than one person. I know for a fact Matt Douglas had them do it. I don't know if Rick Brady did or not. If he didn't, then – he's not included in this. I keep saying they because it's easier than saying somebody's name over and over. But they took the plaque and broke it in half, which is just a slap in the face of everyone who's, you know, blood, sweat, and tears in that promotion. Now, I've logged many hours in that ring. I've went home, could hardly sleep for days at the end after wrestling for 30, 40 minutes at a time in many events for that belt. You know, and a lot of people think belts are just props and don't mean anything, but to me they mean something. It means that the promotion that you're in thinks you're good enough to run with their belt and be their top guy, and I take a lot of pride in that. And when you break that plaque, when you're a guy who's never been in the ring but maybe three or four times just so you can see what you look like at tights, you know, that's a slap in the face. And anybody who was there who allowed that to happen, they're a little bitch too, so... And that is personal to me. So, and again, I ain't just talking shit on a radio show. I ain't just saying it on Facebook. I will say it to his face. And when I see him, because I'm sure I will, Indiana ain't the biggest place in the world, and wrestlers run in small circles. So I'm sure I'll see him again, and I'm going to tell him to his face. You know, it was a bitch move, and it shouldn't happen. So, you know, I've been ramming. I'll let Tom say whatever he has to say.
All right, Texas Outlaw, you want to give your take?
Yeah, I'm not going to air too much. Ricky pretty much said everything. I mean, about the only thing that I really had a problem with was the way they went about going, trying to force me out, which I took exception to it, to when they pulled all their bullcrap and started laying their hands on my daughter. And I mean, they didn't really hurt her. It was the principle of the matter, but that was a whole different issue. But that's when I left back on June 18th. And I've been gone. I left the company for the rest of the time that it was up and running. Then they decided they were going to run promos and videos and stuff about me, which I thought was hilarious because they were pretty shitty. I mean, I've seen people that ain't in the wrestling business that did better than that, but that's a whole nother thing. main thing I came on this show about today was to promote the new show that's going to be running down in Madison. We're going to be running on December 10th. There's going to be a benefit show on December 16th and another show on December 17th. You're going to see pretty much returning stars from the old SCW, like Rob Royale, Eric Draven, Ricky Ruckus, myself, Yukon Mike, Big and Tasty, Jesse Watson. I even hear there's some talk about bringing some people in from past world champions. I don't know how true that is, but rumors are rumors.
That is true. Wrestling full of rumors. But sounds like you're gonna have a solid lineup with the people that you're bringing back from the past, anyway.
Oh yeah, we always board up.
Well, see the thing that when they did all that stuff with the taking all the stuff from the building and breaking the plaque, there was, like I said, there was a lot of people on that plaque. There was a lot of different champions on that plaque, and every single one of them, to man, took it personally that they did that. And I know, you know, a few of them have, you know, pretty much, some of them are retired outright, and some of them are semi-retired, hardly ever wrestle, and every one of them are, like, at least wanting to make a short comeback just to show everybody, you know, back in the day when SCW was up and humming and we had everybody there, it was the best show in the area. It was amazing. And, you know, we had guys from down there. We had guys coming up from Louisville, guys coming down from Indianapolis and Muncie and stuff, and it was an amazing show. You know, different things happen. You know how wrestling is. Different things happen. Different politics in the back happen, and people start not getting along, and egos rub, and people stop coming, and that's what happened to the place. But back in the day, it was the place to be, and if everyone decides to come back, and even for a short time, it'd be a nice little injection to get the place going again. And that's what happens when they was leaving the building and supposedly going their own way and letting Bill do his thing, and everyone was gonna, you know, just go in peace. But instead they had to do that, and they kind of, you know, woke sleeping dog. So I mean, it's not my promotion, so I know if it was, what it would be like, because I would make sure that everyone was there and it'd be kicking some ass. So hopefully the people who are in charge and are the ones making those decisions will be doing that, because, like I said, it has the ability to do it if everyone decides to hop back in and try it. But, you know, that can only happen if everyone gets on the same page again and it's a team effort again, not 30 people going out for themselves and everyone worried about themselves and egos and all that. That's the thing that kills territories and kills promotions.
Well, I say
agreed.
I'm talking about that plaque. My name wasn't on that plaque, but I was still pretty mad about it. I mean, I got my start in SCW. I feel like I was a mainstay there. I was there 3 years solid. I was there every week. Sometimes I wrestled 2-3 times a night. And I just felt like I was part of the company and helped keep that company afloat when it was going downhill. And no matter what those guys did, they're not going to be able to kill that off. I mean, they can break all the plaques they want. They can cut all the cords they want. We're still going to be back, and we're going to be bigger and better.
All right, UConn Mike, do you have anything to say about what went down?
Yeah, I got a couple things to say about it. I try, and I've always tried throughout my career to stay out of the politics, because it shortens careers in areas, things like that right there. I prefer to go out, work with promotion, do what I can. And, you know, SCW, I would say, was one of the places where I found a home at. My name wasn't on the plaque technically, but I was, you know, I am a former champion, SCW. And I did consider that to be a big slap in the face. I have never really got into it with Matt or anybody else involved. You know, I pretty much let them, you know, go their way. I didn't have any real heat with them other than just some of the stuff that had happened. I know Tom had a lot of deal with them, and, you know, one of the biggest problems and stuff I see in independent wrestling right now stuff also is that, you know, people want to get involved in things that aren't theirs. So, you know, Tom's a big boy. Tom can take care of himself. Right, Tom?
That's right.
You know, he doesn't need me to step into his business. But, you know, I never had any problems, you know, as far as professionally. Went in there, did my thing, and it was fine. You know, but he posted a video of the last night in SCW to where we had a logo that was very, I consider it to be a big center of pride to everybody there. I know that one of the former stars there, Damian Devine, I know his fiance spent a lot of time on this logo, just a lot of time on it, painted it. It was just really good. And, you know, putting paint over it just like it was nothing. It was a slap in the face. Everybody had been there. The plaque was a slap in the face. And it was kind of uncalled for because it was directed towards one or two people. And you're slapping the face of everybody who's been there. And it seems like nobody can just part ways anymore. There's got to be someone who's wants to instigate something. And I think Ricky mentioned a minute ago and stuff, it kills territories. People can't work together, can't get along. It just kills things. And not just for the people involved, but just, you know, the fans, you know, they get sick of seeing stuff like that. You know?
Yeah.
As far as the building goes, I wasn't there that week when they come in, but I heard about the extension cords being cut, and I heard about things being gone, and, you know, there's just no reason for that. You know, everybody says and stuff, you know, competition's a good thing. I think the businesses thrive on it. If you got nothing to beat, you know, to compete against and stuff, you've got no reason to make yourself better. And I don't know why anybody'd be worried about someone competing with them.
Well, you know, also, something else I forgot to mention, actually, too, was other than the cords being cut, they actually went, they took the time to go to the bathroom. There's only one bathroom in the building. It's got, like, one toilet and a sink. And they took the little chain that goes on the plunger in the back of the toilet that flushes when you flush the toilet. The chain moves the plunger so it flush. They took the chain off of there. Now, why would you do that other than to have it? That's basically just one big fuck you to whoever's there. There's no other reason to do that. You know, that's just a dick move. And
what I'd personally like to see happen, because I know it's going to escalate back and forth from one person to the next, what I'd like to see happen is, you know what, everybody just kind of be like, all right, you did this. Whatever, we're not going to sit there and get back at you. What we're going to do is we're going to work to make this show a lot better than what it was, and we're going to push forward and really, you know, strive to do basically be better than the competition. Because, you know, if we come on here and, you know, start calling this person a dick and this person is everything else, even though the stuff they may be. I'm not saying anything towards anybody specific right now. You know, they're going to call in, and it's just going to be one big thing back and forth. All I want to see and stuff is us to get in there, to work it out, and I can't wait to get back in the building and start wrestling again.
Well, the reason I wanted to come do this show is because this is the last time I'm bringing it up, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm not the type of person that hold grudges anyway, because you know I got too much other stuff going on to even worry about this stuff too much longer. Anyway, my point is I just wanted to let it be known, you know, how I felt about what happened, you know. And but as far as I'm concerned, you know, you're right. If we can go back and forth, and we call them dicks, and they can say we're dicks, back and forth, nothing's going to ever get solved. The only way that something gets solved is if, like I said, we all get together and just do our thing, put on the best show we can, and not worry about anybody else.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't meaning that specifically towards you either, Ricky. I was just saying the stuff that, you know, I know and stuff that, regardless of how nice we are during this show, that it's going to get said later and stuff that we were being real dicks. And,
yeah.
You know, that's fine. I've been called a lot worse throughout my life, and that's all right.
Yeah.
But I agree with you and stuff. You know, as far as I'm concerned, everything has happened, and it's over. You know,
mm-hmm.
we'll fix the plaque. We'll get it put back together. The way I understand, the nameplates aren't damaged. It was just the plaque itself. So at least that's a positive aspect of that. That even though it's not the same, it's something that can be, you know,
salvaged,
redone. And with a lot of the people and stuff that's coming back, you know, we got a solid base there. And having other people come up, we can really build a solid foundation there, just like it was before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I look forward to it.
Yeah, so do I.
Sometimes a fresh start's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Dimitri, do you have any questions for Yukon Mike or the Texas Outlaw or Ricky Ruckus?
I don't know. So just look at a couple of Yukon Mike videos, and I was just wanted to ask, give him a chance to talk about himself, tell people what got him his start over 10 years ago to wrestling, what brought him into it.
Well, you know, that's kind of a funny question. I know a lot of places, not a lot of people, especially around Indiana, has heard of Roger Blade. I'm sure there's good and bad things out there, but I don't know. I ran into him one day when I was younger, and he asked me if I'd ever thought about being a professional wrestler, and I kicked the idea around, and I ran into him a couple months later, and he offered to take me in and give me some training. Didn't charge me a lot, and you know, as I got in it and started doing it more into it, I started getting into it and found out that ability-wise, a lot of it seemed pretty natural. As far as actual ability and stuff, it's never been an issue, except for the one part I always had problems with going through is the psychology of it and the charisma, which guys like, you know, like Ricky Ruckus, I've seen him work, and I got to say, stuff, he's got more charisma than just about anybody I've ever worked with. I worked with Ricky a lot when I was first starting out, when I was younger. I haven't had the pleasure too much of working with him now that I've really got a lot of the psychology and the charisma. After I've got that stuff, I've not had a chance to really work with Ricky much since then.
We'll have to fix that.
I would like to.
Yeah.
You know, I have a pretty limited circle of where I go to right now. I stay pretty busy in my personal life, so it doesn't give me a lot of time to get out and actually promote myself and to go to other places as much as I'd like. But I know I've been a few places, and I can honestly say I've never heard really anything negative, which is a big compliment to me. I would like to be able to take that around more areas, more promotions, and I may never be the best guy out there, but I always feel I'm pretty solid.
Man, like I said, I've been watching your videos, and like I said, I wanted to ask about the lumberjack. So is that the finisher move that that Face Forward Plant Buster Lumberjack,
yeah.
I believe.
It's basically a sit out dominator.
Were there other moves you were working on before you got to that one?
Yeah, I've always never knew exactly, you know, because I work a lot of really big guys and I don't know how I'm going to get taken when I say this, but, you know, big guys themselves and stuff are not normally really agile. Not to say they're not great workers, because I've worked some really great ones, but they're not normally really agile. So you had to, you know, have something and stuff that you could use at any time. And I really have two things that I use. I normally do a top rope splash, or I do the lumberjack, depending on the size of the person and how well their ability is to help, you know, to get up there. But those are the two things and stuff that I normally use and have used on a constant basis for years.
Good. What's that?
I didn't catch it.
Hold on. And then I was say switch it over to the Outlaw. And that, ask him, hey, how you doing? Ask him, they would say, with a surname like that, do it cause a stigma among fans? Stick with a surname like the Outlaw, do that name just cause a stigma among the fans and audience?
Not really. I mean, they're going to like who they want to like anyway.
Sure. You got to understand, down around where we wrestle out, there's a bunch of rednecks, so they pretty much love Texas Outlaws. Anything with Outlaw, redneck, hillbilly, they eat it up, so he's good.
Dude. Oh, man, Ricky, I forgot to ask you, how did you celebrate your happy kill, the Indians steal the land and eat delicious turkey while watching football day?
I celebrated by watching the Cowboys win, which was great. And I ate so much food that I almost puked, so that was good. I mean, it's pretty much an every year thing for me, except for sometimes the Cowboys don't win, then the food don't settle as good.
Well, other questions for you is, when you say, after showing you're autographing your Ricky Ruckus shirts on the females, you got the Sharpie in your right hand, what kind of drink do you have in your left hand?
Well, I keep my left hand open in case I need to sign some titties. Then I can pull the shirt back.
Wow.
Fast, yes.
Man, you didn't
Thank
think
you.
I was going to pass up a chance to sign some titties, did
you? Oh, no.
Hell no.
Yes.
I don't know how much I like talking about it with a bunch of guys, but, you know.
Nothing wrong with talking about citing breasts.
Exactly. I was better talking about my nutsack like we was earlier.
Dude.
You might have a point.
Yeah, I think I do.
And on that note, I'll pass it to QT.
Well, thank you, Dimitri. This is a hard act to follow. UConn, who were some of your wrestling idols when you were growing up? Were you into Bastion Booger or Ricky the Dragon?
You know, I have some of the traditional guys that everybody followed. I always liked, you know, Shawn Michaels growing up, and I kind of liked him as he got older. But Ric Flair and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat always had very classic matches that I loved watching. And yeah, I'll probably get ridiculed quite a bit, but I really liked watching like Demolition when they were, you know, early WWE, because that's when I watched it when I was still really young, and you know that's who I liked watching. You know, the Rockers, and you had the Big Boss Man, and you had Demolition, and I realize I'll probably get ridiculed quite a bit for that, but those are the guys who I grew up watching. Really,
hey, if anybody gives you shit for liking Demolition, send them to me. I'll put them on a stray, because Demolition were badass.
Well, Well, I'll tell you what, one of the biggest highlights of my career right now was that I was able to tag with Bill Eady, which, you know, is Axe, Demolition. That was a big deal for me. Had a lot of fun doing it, learning from someone who's been in the business for just tons of years. And, you know, always liking them growing up, that was a big deal for me to be able to tag, you know, with somebody of that stature.
Fantastic that you got to work with an icon like that.
Well, I mean, I was still pretty young in my career when it happened, so I wish and stuff I'd have had the experience and the knowledge that I do now and be able to work with someone like that. But still in itself, I was thrilled. It was like a little shy kid, didn't know what to say, but he was real great. Talked to me, you know, worked me through what was going on. For someone who's, like I said, as young in her career as what I was, it was just a big deal.
Wow. Well, I was fortunate enough to see the Big Boss Man wrestle Hulk Hogan in the Tacoma Dome back in, it must have been about 1988.
Yeah, I remember watching that match on video. I was still really young at that point, so I don't remember things as much as I liked to back then, but I still watch a lot of those old matches now. I've always liked watching Big Boss Man work. I thought and stuff for, and maybe this is just where it comes from for me. I mean, he was a big guy, but he could actually move pretty well. He could get up, get around, he could run. And I kind of put myself right in that same little area, which is probably why I identify with him as I do.
Well, the Big Boss Man, he had surprising agility for a big man, yes. Who have been some of your toughest opponents in the ring so far?
Well, I'd have to say that worked there at Graven quite a few times here recently. Nick Noble, Rob Royale. There's a guy I've worked a different motion, Tri-State Wrestling. He's not a great big guy, but he's a really good worker. His name's J.C. Carnage. We've put some good matches and stuff on together. I said I'd really like to add Ricky and stuff to that list sometime in the near future. But like I said, a lot of my matches with him when I was young, he pretty much whipped my ass.
I think we've had maybe one match in the last 5 years, probably, and that was it. I actually remember it was during the Ringmaster tournament.
Yeah, it was pretty short.
It was short. It was good for what it was, but yeah, it was short. So hopefully we can get in there and actually get some time in, and so I know we'd have a great match.
I know it. I think of stuff we could. I mean, there's a lot of people and stuff I think I could really work well with. And, Ricky's one of them. I always put on good matches. Probably one of my toughest, since now that I think of it, is Ricky used to spend a lot of time with Teo. And me and Teo always put on good matches. I loved working him. And he probably was one of my toughest opponents that I've ever worked. And I'd love to see him be able to come back and do it again.
Wow, all right. I wish you luck on that. Well, Yukon Mike, did your wrestling skills help you on Black Friday? Did you execute any sidewalk slams on shoppers that tried to pepper spray you?
No, I was actually pretty good and stuff, and I'm proud of myself, but it came pretty damn close. I keep hearing this whole thing about with The Rock and John Cena, never before, never again. Well, that's my view on Black Friday. Never before have I done it, and never again will I do it again.
All right, okay. Well, Mr. Outlaw, I made my semi-debut in wrestling at HPW about a month ago, and it's prompted me to decide I'm going on my farewell tour next year. What advice can you give to a 51-year-old?
What, am I old or something?
Yeah, I'm slightly old, yes.
No, I mean me. You're asking me for advice.
Yes, advice. Any advice I can glean from you to perhaps survive the rigors of the four corners. Yes.
I don't know. Just try to stay in shape.
Okay, yes, I'm trying to jog at night. I'm watching my diet, yes.
Maybe you could pay the outlaw to be in your corner, and if you get in trouble, he'd slide
well,
in and help
you out.
I
think the fans would demand that, yes.
There you go.
That could happen.
Okay, well, Texas Outlaw, you said on December 17th that you have a charity event coming up. I think you said a canned fruit food drive.
I think it's the 16th. The 16th is the charity event.
Is there any chance that the wrestling icon Juicy Jim would show up there?
I have no idea who all's showing up for that show.
Oh, okay.
Can't come prepared, Outlaw.
Well, I brought what information I had.
Well, it is a food drive, so it's possible.
Well,
I didn't even know about this show, so you're ahead of me on that.
Well, Mr. Outlaw, can I ask you if you grew up west of the Pecos? I mean, having a name like Texas Outlaw, you know. It's kind of like Outlaw Sandbath.
Yeah, I've pretty much grown up a lot of places, but I was originally born in Brady, Texas.
Oh, okay. All right. Brady, Texas, is that near, is that about, if I'm not mistaken, that's 200 miles northeast of Houston, right? I mean, northwest.
I'm not familiar on how many particular miles it is, but it's in the northwest, yes.
Okay, all right. And Ricky, here's a question for you. Who influenced you in your videography endeavors? We have a northwest icon out here that's been shooting some fantastic video called Hanging with Turnbuckle. Have you seen these videos?
I have not.
Okay, if you get a chance
to
look at
me the link.
What's that?
Send me a link and I will check them out.
Oh, okay. All right. When you look at these videos, you'll be stunned to see how well the artist captures the duality of man.
Let me guess. You're the artist?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
Put it this way. It's someone that I would like to tag team with in the future.
Lila Lodge.
What's that?
Lila Lodge.
No, I think there's a chance that this videography and me and maybe Dave the Beast Barnett would be a very good triple tag team threat. Yes.
I don't trust anything with Dave Barnett on it, so you've lost me on that one.
Yeah, he's a pretty shady character. That's true. Yes.
Yeah, he's the weak link of anything.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily consider him the weak link, though. You know, he's a... let's just put it this way. He's cerebral, yes.
Oh, is he really? Maybe you know better than I do.
All right, and at this point, I'm turning it back to Sign Guy.
All right, thanks, QT.
Let's not let
now,
him
all
leave,
of you...
leave it on David Barnett being cerebral now.
Well, some people might claim that, but I think I knocked the cerebral out of him the last time I saw him.
If he had any inning.
Yes. But all of you guys wrestled down in Madison, of course. Is there anywhere else that people could venture out to catch any of your other shows that you might have coming up? I know Mr. Ruckus is a man on the move.
Yeah, I'm going to be starting in Evansville pretty soon on Wednesday night, so I haven't got the date yet for that. And then going up to Lafayette for BMF Wrestling. I'm supposed to be up there with the Hillbilly Jed, so hopefully me and him get the hook up there because He's awesome in the ring. I love working in it with him. And I got the HPW this coming Saturday, which, of course, you know, you're very familiar with.
I think I've heard of them.
I have an I Quit match with Eric Draven. I've beaten him. I've already beaten him 2 times in a row, by the way. How he got a third match, I will never know. It's still baffling to me. But I'm not the matchmaker. I guess it don't really matter, because if you announce Ricky Ruckus is going to be there, people are going to show up. So put whoever you want there with me, I guess. And then, as Tom said, we got Madison on December 10th. It's going to be the first official show back down there. Now, the thing about that is there's no owner down there. There's no commissioner or anything. There's just a few people kind of shadow running it, and the promotion doesn't even have a name yet. I heard there's a few different people interested in buying it, so we're going to be hearing from some of those people coming up. I'm sure that stuff will be showing up on Facebook, so feel free to share it when you see the videos, Mr. Song Guy.
Absolutely,
I'm sure
I will.
I'm on your wall. And, yeah, so looks like I'm pretty booked up for December, which kind of sucks because I'm lazy. I like sitting around the house, but I guess I can drag my ass out to entertain these clowns every once in a while.
Got to sell the shirts.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I'm going to make some money off of it and getting to sign some titties, I guess it's worth it. But I'll let the other two plug shit, too. I don't want to hog all that because we both know I could talk for the rest of the hour.
All right, UConn Mike, you have anything coming up?
As of right now, stuff, I just got the shows in Madison today, the 10th, and I plan on being there the 16th. I normally go about once a month over to Monroe City, over towards to TSW. Been working with them. Don't have anything else lined up right here at the moment. Busy season for me at work, so it's kind of slow for the wrestling dates, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Outlaw, do you have anything going on that we need to know about?
I got the December 10th show for Madison, the 16th, which is the benefit show. 17th again for Madison. I probably got a show for RWA in Charlestown sometime in December. The date hasn't been disclosed yet. I got a possible booking for A1WA in Louisville at the Davis Arena, maybe on the 15th. And maybe a spot somewhere down the line in December for TSW in Monroe City. I'm going to be in Columbus on the December 3rd. I got some business I need to attend to up there.
You want to get another cell phone?
All right.
Mic.
Yeah, it's funny you would mention that.
Well, there we go with December 3rd. Ruckus and Texas Outlaw both with a little bit of business in Columbus. Now, if both of you were to accidentally fall and trip and your fist accidentally made contact with David Barnett, I'm sure QT would gladly reward you with some sort of baked good or something.
Yes, Elson canned goods, like 20 more beef stew, yes.
Hell, you don't have to pay me. It'd be a pleasure to do it for free.
Well, there you go.
I'll pay top dollar sign guy for anyone taking out Dave the Beast Barnett. But then again, that could work to my detriment because then I'd have to face Mini Beast. I hear Mini Beast has a very good ankle lock. And you know us old fogies, our ankles snap pretty easily, along with our rotator cuffs.
That's true, that's true.
I'd rather go up against UConn there instead of Mini Beast.
Oh, I don't know if I'd really be saying something like that just at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, well, hey, we create controversy on this show. Dimitri can attest to that, I think.
Whoa.
Well,
well, speaking of controversy,
I think the same thing.
I don't know, QT, if that's your retirement match, that might be a forced retirement.
Yeah, forced or permanent, yes. But hey, now, Sangha, you've said you never quite get out of wrestling totally, so, you know, after I go
that's
up against UConn there, I might be able to wheel my wheelchair to the ring, yes.
Very true. There is no such thing as retirement, really, in pro wrestling.
That's true.
Now, Mr. Ruckus, speaking of controversy, you made the comment a couple weeks ago, your T-shirt plus Lila Lodge's boobies equals big win. Do you want to explain your mathematical equation there?
I shouldn't have to explain it. Did you see her titties in the T-shirt?
I try not to because, you know, that might get me injured.
Well, it's one of the best advertisements for my shirts I've ever seen. I see the name. I specifically put the name across the chest just so Big Titties would push it out and be the first thing you saw. I'm very smart like that.
Now, did you strategically accidentally drop a shirt into her bag for her to bring home?
Oh, really? Well, I didn't have any at the time.
See, now, Damian Cole accidentally dropped a Damian Cole T-shirt, size medium, by the way, right into her bag. So, you know,
oh,
you got to think
oh,
these
Damian
things
Cole
out.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, there might be a Damian Cole commercial in the works. I'm going to make sure that there's one for you, too, but... Next time, a little forethought onto this.
Damian Cole. Well, if I would have had the shirt with me, I might have been able to do that. But if you remember correctly, I didn't have the ordering yet. But Damian Cole's hopping in on my territory. That is fucked up, man. I'm about to have a talk with him about that. Although it's actually a pretty good idea, you know, which is kind of surprising coming from Damian Cole. Not known for his intellectual prowess.
Wow. So Damian Cole, you're saying not the smartest of men, even though he's hooked up at HPW with EWF Hall of Famer, the Forearm Ninja, the natural talent Cameron Starr.
Well, he ain't wrestling for the heavyweight title, is he? He's tagging with a chick, though. No.
All right, I will stay out of that because I don't want another Cameron Starr forearm.
Oh, there you go. I mean, the guy sprays his hair with the red spray or whatever the hell it is. I mean, it's probably leaking into the skull. Something going on there.
Maybe you can ask him on the next episode to bring in the ruckus exactly what that is.
Plus, he's trying to go around shaving people's balls. I mean, what's up with that?
And now, correct me if I'm wrong. Was that downtown Shelbyville? Because that looked really familiar.
Yes, it was outside the NEW show.
Now, I can spot Shelbyville from a mile away, so yeah, I knew it. Now, QT,
yeah,
you spent some time in Shelbyville. Did you ever see anything so bizarre?
Shelbyville is in a world of its own, yes. Sangai, it's one of my greatest regrets in life that we didn't do our march on Occupy Shelbyville. Perhaps I can fly back there and do an Occupy Shelbyville with Ricky Ruckus. I think the world is demanding this.
I don't know about all that. Less time I have to spend in Shelbyville, the better. How about I Occupy just outside Shelbyville?
Oh, okay. Well, I think some guy and these guests have been very good today, and I think I'm going to send him a QT Vokes T-shirt.
Would any of you guys like a QT Vokes T-shirt?
For free?
For free QT?
No, there's a man top dollar.
Hell yeah, why not, man? I run out of fish eggs sometimes.
Wow. Oh, boy, this is a tough crowd. Okay, yes. I'll have them in the mail sometime, yes. I just throw in my nickname, the Jericho Jet Setter, yes.
I tell you what, if I get it before the next episode of Bringing the Rucks, then I will make sure to get the t-shirt in the next episode, if you get it here in time.
Oh, right. Well, hey, how much per diem would you give Dimitri and I if we come out there to the Midwest and you shoot a video of us?
Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Hey, come on, Al. My name ain't Hotel Six.
Wow. Now, how much would you pay for me? Because obviously you saw the amount of people I drew. I drew huge crowds. Not saying it was just me, but let's face it, it was. How much would you pay me to come out and do an episode of Bringing the Ruckus and simultaneously bringing you onto the Sign of the Times, my personal web show?
How about I come out that way instead? Let's do it that way.
We could definitely work on that. And we got to get you out here anyway. Get the long-awaited Rookie Ruckus tour started.
I know it. People in the Northwest have been demanding it.
That they have. There's like a wealth of Rookie Ruckus t-shirts out here now. I'm sure there's some women out here that, like, cleaning up, making sure place to sign is all fresh and clean.
Yep. You got to shave your chest, shave it. You got hairy titties. I ain't signing
that. Dimitri, that sounds fair to me. What about you?
Oh, yeah. I don't even see it if it's hairy. Oh.
All right, guys. Well, we're just about out of time, so if UConn and or Owl have anything else to add, then this would be the time to do it.
Well, the only thing I'm going to say is I appreciate the invite by you and by Ricky Bolf, you know, allowing me time and stuff on here today. Guaranteeing stuff, if you haven't seen me, yeah, I'm doing a little self-promotion right now. If you haven't seen me and stuff, you guys don't know what you're missing.
Yeah. Are you, Connie, anything you want to add?
I think you mean Outlaw.
I think you can left.
Outlaw, I'm sorry, yes, Outlaw, I'm sorry. Anything that you want to add here before we wrap up?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to Sign Guy and QT for having me on the show, Ricky for giving me the invite. I appreciate the exposure. Ain't nothing like free advertising. Appreciate you letting me express myself. And I'll do it again any other time.
Well, I definitely will going to have to bring you back at some point in the future, let you do a one-on-one with us.
He's definitely welcome to come on back, yes.
Yeah. Mr. Ruckus, can you give us ballpark when we're going to see the next Bring in the Ruckus? Because I'm going to try to have a Sign of the Times up by Tuesday morning-ish.
I would say probably in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to try to get some footage from the HPW show and then maybe something from Madison. So I'm just I don't really have a set schedule for them. I just go by. You know, I get the footage I want for it, and then however long it takes me to do them, you know, I'd rather do them right than rush them and not get what I want to do. So, but hopefully in the next couple weeks. I got
all
little
right.
Bit of footage already shot for it. So.
But it doesn't include me, so, you know. But at least the last one was tremendous with Tom Van Zandt and Damien Cole wandering the streets of Shelbyville.
Exactly. It was a good start.
Yeah. Although it did have Donnie Idol, who kind of cost me my full head of hair, but I digress on that.
Hey, that's what you get for losing to me.
Hey, if I wouldn't have lost that match, I would have won it.
Well, unless it was a double count out.
Yeah, I still wouldn't have lost it. I would have considered that a win. But, and it also took four finishers to beat me, so take that.
I'm supposed to be the one full of shit here.
Sorry. But, guys, we're all out of time, so I want to thank all of you, Mr. Ruckus, UConn Mike, Texas Outlaw. We're going to have you guys back on the show in the future. Thanks for being on today, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks a lot.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.